the hygiene lessons.
Yeah, hygiene lessons. Town of Rutland, regular meeting for September 9th, 2013. Will come to order. Please turn off your cell and electronic devices. Mr. Niesler, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes. Councilmember Bushrod.
Here.
Councilmember Richard.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Niesler.
Here.
Attorney Hostin.
Here.
Here. The minutes for the regular meeting of August 12th are in the package. Do I have any changes? Do I hear a motion? Move by Ms. Bushrod, accept.
Second.
Second, Mr. Andre. Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. That's the wrong agenda. Yep. No, the agenda's wrong. It's not supposed to have a capital outlay update or outlay street cover project update. That's from last month, last week. Oh, yeah, I told you to take it off. All right. Capital outlay update, I will give you anyway. It is, the good news is that as of late last week, the advertisement for bids was submitted to the West Side Journal and to the Advocate. And the bid opening will be October the 10th. I don't remember where and I don't remember what time, but it's October 10th. So that's the big day for us to find out what this thing is really going to cost. Apparently, we've got all the paperwork in line or they wouldn't have let us bid. So that's a very, 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 very large milestone. I never thought we'd get to that milestone, but we actually did. Allen Street Culvert Project, as I said last week, they've done a survey. They're buying the pipe right now. They expect to get started real soon, as soon as the pipe comes in. The good news, very good news, was that the grade worked out good. They have to remove dirt from the ditch in order to get it to the right grade, which is, and not all that much, just it worked out really good. I was concerned about the grade, but it's worked out great.
Mayor.
Yo.
All the pipe is in.
Oh, it is? It's good.
I talked to Jason on the way over here.
All right.
It's supposed to start either late next week or the week after that.
Great. Okay. Yeah, very good. Very good. All right. I don't have anything else public works on that. All right. Planning and zoning. Consider variance request. Orleans West Subdivision Phase 2 owned by DSLD LLC. Reduced front setback from 30 feet to 20 feet. Open for consideration. Andre, second by Mr. Richard. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Consider variance request, Orleans West Subdivision Phase 3, owned by Dagger LLC. Reduced front setback from 30 feet to 20 feet. The council for consideration.
So moved.
Niesler?
Second.
Second by Mr. Andre. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Item 3, consider accessory structure variance request from Kirk Mancuso, 755 Benzel Street, to be able to put a shower in his bathhouse. Move by Ms. Bourgeois. Second by Mr. Richard. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Consider variance request, Michael Martinez, 1760 Allen Street, reduced side setback from 18 inches to 0 inches. Open to council for consideration.
Move.
Mr. Andre. Second, Mr. Richard. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Item number 5, consider variance request, Mr. Alcide Berthelot, 2403 Orleans Quarters Drive, rear setback from 10 feet to 0 feet. and variance drainage servitude encroachment to build storage shed on rear property line. Move by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second, Mr. Neesler. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Item six, consider variance request, Mr. Alcee Berthelot, 2403 Orleans Quarters Drive, 5 foot from 22 feet to 17 feet drainage servitude encroachment to build a screen porch on the rear of his house. Move to council for consideration. Richard. Second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. I don't have anything against. I don't have anything personnel, recreation, police. I do have something, police, Jamie. I just thought of, I was trying to remember before the meeting. The other day, Wayne and I were on East St. Francis Street trying to flood a catch base, some catch bases to make the, make it on the sewer system, which by the way didn't work. And between about 7:45 and about 8:30, 9 o'clock on East St. Francis Street, when I'm talking about speed, and I'm not talking about like 26 and a 25, I'm talking about 50 and 60 miles an hour. East St. Francis going towards the, everyone was going towards the levee.
Okay.
It either was a mama, had a kid in the back eating a biscuit, or it was just some people using it as a shortcut to go to work. Some people look like working people. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm not talking about kind of fast. I'm talking about blowing through there. I don't know what that speed was.
In the morning?
In the morning. And my recollection is, if they were going towards the levee, the ones that were the real violators, and what, maybe that was people coming away from the levee, but going towards the levee. Man, I even did this to one guy, it looked like he sped up. Yeah, I mean, I'm not like Mr. West. I mean, if you're going just a little bit over, it ain't a big deal, but they were really moving through.
Is that the people that live on Gleason Street?
No. They don't get enough
speed. No, they were coming out of the speed, and we were stopping them, and we had a little barricade. They couldn't go fast. They might later, but they would.
Gave them on that speed.
All right. Governmental affairs? Yeah, right. Governmental affairs? None?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Oh, my bad.
This is a small plaque that we purchased to attach to the base of the marker, say the Louisiana marker that's written in French about Brule and the history of Brule. The French translation was done by Sylvia Fink when we put the mark up there in 2004. And we thought it would be fitting to recognize her since she's no longer with us. So we're just putting that at the base. And once we get it up, we'll invite
nice.
Some of the teachers, faculty members just to come and see.
Very nice.
Forget about her.
Consideration of veto ordinances, we have none. Hearing and final action ordinances, we have none. Introduction of ordinances, I'm not aware of any. Resolutions and commendations, I'm not aware of any. Department reports, fire department first.
Calls for the month of August. First aid calls inside the town, we had 11. Outside, we had 14. Fire calls inside the town, we had none. Fire calls outside the town, we had one. And no false alarms. We had 14 motor vehicle crashes. One mutual aid or EMS to Addis. This first aid call. Total for the month was 31, and total for the year was 251.
Any questions or comments? Thank you, Chief.
We're going to get our fire station started back then. When y'all going to be able to?
Chopped up.
Started. What do you mean started?
Because it didn't serve.
We're in it. Yeah, we got trucks in. We've had trucks in it about a year.
All right. Police report.
Month of August, we had 7 wrecks, 5 bench warrant arrests, all for Brule.
one theft of a bike, two burglary alarms, two residential burglaries, three alarms, 29 assisting other agencies, 12 were added, 15 West Baton Rouge Parish, two for state police, one juvenile matter, five traffic arrests, 38 miscellaneous calls consisting of vehicle unlocks, loose dogs, child custody matter, welfare check, two civil matters, discharge of a firearm, some suspicious containers and mailbox, three four-wheeler complaints, a road rage complaint, 911 hangup, and a water leak. They wrote 122 citations, a total of 154 violations. We had 91 calls per month. Yeah, road rage is common.
If I called every time I had road rage, you'd have to get a special book just for me.
You tried to get that woman off a phone.
Testing.
All the way to New
Orleans. All right, any questions or comments? The chief.
Thank you, Chief.
Chief, correspondence, I don't have any this month. No, I'm kind of disappointed. They're not keeping me posted.
You can always negotiate with cops.
Yeah, right.
I'm not. That was doing some investigation for me and my cable service.
Huh? What'd you say, Chief?
I'm not negotiating.
Don't listen to him.
They always do what's in the best interest of me and my cable service. In it for the money.
So that $2,000 campaign contribution really did work.
That you got.
I got elected and I still have cable.
Well, I got elected. I don't have cable and I'm not.
That's why you don't have oxygen when you speak.
That's right. As I said last week, a lady for the census came by and they hiring people for census jobs. They do census year round, and she left a big package here, but that brochure is in the, I assume there's still some brochures left in the lobby. That was a bunch of them she left, so hopefully they're still there. The veteran ceremony we had in New Orleans, I talked about that last week, but we put that in the record. We went to a veterans thing that was, and we were invited by Senator Bitter, and it was Ms. Parko's brother, Mr. Dickerson, who was honored as a Montford Port Green. And so we went, it was very nice to meet Councilman Niesler and Councilman Boudoir. And I attended what was called a BRCC summit earlier in the month. Basically, the BRCC and the community colleges and all those are combining with the trade schools to have one location for all of that. And it was a breakdown of, you know, suggestions and things like that. And the takeaway from it was it's a strange thing, because I can relate to this, having been raised by my mother, who was a fanatic about me and my sisters going to college. This is back in the, you know, 40s and 50s. Anyway, one of the biggest problems that they have is kids get out of high school, and the high schools and the parents believe, well, if my kid don't go to college, they're a failure. But they were talking about what the jobs are right now, that, you know, you can start for like $60,000 if you have any kind of skill and any kind of work ethic, and quickly move up to $80,000 without any problem, with a minimal amount of training at these community colleges. And they're going to have, and the numbers are so staggering, it's kind of hard for me to remember what they were, but it's like 49,000 jobs they're going to need in the next year or something like that. It's staggering, because what's happened is, it's kind of weird. All the plants were built in the South because of all the oil and gas is in the South, but now that they're in the South and the infrastructure's all set up, they're actually going to be, we're going to be a net importer of natural gas, because natural gas is so cheap all over the country that there's going to be even more and more and more jobs around here, expanding in Dow and Shintech, all these other places. So what they're trying to figure out is how they can convince the students themselves not to go waste their time in college for a year or two and then miss out on an opportunity to make a bunch of money. And I mean, they have a good case, but I don't know how they can sell it. But it was quite interesting. It was The guy that we work for, who runs, he's the CEO of the area guy for Allied Waste, whatever they call it, Provident. He was saying that he has to go to Alabama and Georgia to get kids that come out of a mechanic school, a certified mechanic school. They don't even have them in Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas. No, don't even have them. The closest is Nashville, Birmingham, and Atlanta. That's where the three schools are. And you start out as an apprentice mechanic at $60,000 a year, if you just work 8 hours a day. And after about 2 years, you'll be up to $80,000, but they can't even keep people. There's so much in demand. Everybody needs certified mechanics. You got kids that like to fool under the hood of a car. I mean, they can make some serious money before very long. So, welders, they need welders. I mean, everybody needs welders. I don't know. It was quite interesting, but.
They're going to install that curriculum in this area?
Not the mechanic. No, they just combine. I don't know. I mean, they might, but they didn't say they were. But he was just pointing that out as an example. He can't keep mechanics. He just can't keep them. They're in such demand. He has to go out of state to try to find them, beg them to come here. The truck, whether it's a garbage truck or not, it's still got an engine, the transmission, all that other stuff. Anyway, that's all I have. Remarks, personal privilege.
I have a question. That fire meeting is next week, the 2 weeks?
No, it's this Wednesday.
This Wednesday?
12th, isn't it? When Pee Wee's gone?
No, it's 18th. 18th. No, you told, oh, okay. All right. Yeah. It's 18th.
18th, 6 o'clock.
Okay, 6 o'clock.
P.M.
Thanks.
Yeah, it was supposed to be this week, but then Pee Wee had a conflict.
Oh, I didn't know about that because I still had it on my calendar. This Wednesday, 18th, same time?
6.
6 o'clock.
Here, right?
I didn't set it up, as far as I know, here.
Here, okay.
Dwayne, you have anything you want to say? Oh, you just came? Yes, ma'am.
Jeff Travassos went to the training session in Walker for planning and zoning. It was brought up again about municipalities having a master plan. Are we any further along in our master plan?
After I finished conducting the interviews for change replacement, that's my next item.
Are you here?
You gotta have priorities.
Just saying.
Okay. Why don't you talk to me about it sometime when you and I have a chance?
I'm not. That's the second time I talked to you about it. I'll quit.
Well, I don't want to tell you in public what I'm going to really tell you in private.
All right. I'm resigning anyway.
What? All right.
It's going to take him long enough
anybody
to replace
else?
Me. He'll never replace you.
All right. Yeah. All right. Announcements. Oh. I don't have any announcements. This is the wrong agenda. It is the wrong agenda. All right. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
No.
All those in favor say aye. All those opposed nay. Aye. It was last weekend.
I did catch one of the alligators in the Tonto Canal.